You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered that there was a wide, wide selection of music apart from Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Erk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM, it's Erk. G'day, I'm Erk, and I'm back in the studio where I belong. Welcome to episode 54 of Erk FM, down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. I'm back from my trip to Melbourne, and I'm firmly encased in the Channel Erk studio here in Western Sydney. Of course, Erk FM is my music podcast coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. It's 2010, whatever you want to call it, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you to everyone who has given me feedback recently, especially in relation to episode 50. That was a lot of fun to put together. Now, a special shout out to Nathan, who spotted that I made a big boo-boo in last week's episode. At one stage, I accidentally called it Christmas Day instead of New Year's Day. And no, I wasn't hungover in the end. Had a massive week in Melbourne. It was a lot of fun, but we're back now. Time for some serious rock. And we're going to start with a band called Emerald from the UK. They're based in London, and they've been described as a great band. Possibly the best rock band since the 1980s. Their debut album was released last year in April 2009, and boy, that's going to take some getting used to. The album was called Master I Am, and since then the band has received global radio play and raving reviews, and they were even invited to perform in India in front of Bollywood celebrities, and they had a number of breathtaking live shows across the UK. They'll be returning to India in the new year, and as well as around the UK. They've got a rather awesome logo on their website, and of course you can go to all the band's websites by going to erkfm.com. They have a neck of a guitar with angel wings, and down the bottom the slogan, "Who Dares Rocks?" And indeed, that's probably what I should call the episode, "Who Dares Rocks?" Do you dare to rock? I hope so. So strap yourself in. We're going to rock, first of all, with Emerald.
To take it to there. Trust and faith to find the
Oh, yeah, that was Emerald with Overkill. And to me, that sounded like Guns N' Roses down to a T. Even though I couldn't find any influences on their website, I was rocking with the air guitar, and I reckon Zelda from Zelda's World might have been doing the same. Let us know, Les, if you were rocking out to that song. Now, what happens if you get an Englishman, a Brazilian, an Italian, and a Frenchman, and they all walk into a bar? Well, they're there to rock your socks off, aren't they? Now, we've had a couple of submissions. Why did I press that button? Oh, no, that joke. It was fine when it was in my head, but maybe I should just stick to the music. From the UK, that's Irene Ray with Skin Deep Beauty. And would you believe that Irene only started playing the guitar after teaching herself how at the age of 22? She's been on the circuit for about 4 years now, and she's starting to get the attention of radio in the UK, where she's based, and also has a loyal following both in the US and the UK. We're going to move from England and over to Australia now. Excellent. One of the bands that we're about to play, or in fact, the band that we are going to play right now, are called The Connoisseurs. They're Australian. They come from the West Coast, from Perth. And these guys rock. We have an Australian special coming up in a few weeks, and these guys will be taking pride of place there in that Australian episode. But they've been on the scene for a while now, and they have a wide range of influences, including The Police, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Cure, The Doors, The Beach Boys, the Stone Temple Pilots, but probably them as well, The Stone Roses, R.E.M. Teenage Fan Club, and a lot more. They say that they sound like The Cure, Crowded House, and David Bowie. An interesting mix there, but coming right up is The Connoisseurs with this song called Taking Photographs.
We'll be right back.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Little things you do Little things you
from this runaway train.
From the EP of the same name, that was Conflict Resolution by the Passive Aggressive. Rather cool name for a band, and the name of the band is very, very relevant, and they do rock. They're based out of San Francisco, but their singer, Karen, comes out of Israel originally. She went and joined the military, and now she's on track for a great music career. So maybe we should put her and Nick Doherty together, both ex-military. I'm sure there's probably some more, but that song was great. And seeing as though the lead singer comes from Israel, that song and that band would be very appropriate for Kimmy's new project, Kimmy from the Rock and the Metal Deli. In March this year, she is starting another podcast called The Israeli Deli, which the idea was born in her head after she went to Israel last year, and the wide range of music that she encountered over there, and also talking to the military over there as well. And so come March, she'll be launching The Israeli Deli, which is going to be interesting for her because it's not genre-based. The Metal Deli and the Rock Deli are based on a specific genre, whereas the Israeli Deli is based on a particular location. So that's going to be fun, and good luck with that, Kimmy. Our next group comes to us from the interweb, like all of the bands do. Many of the bands have great websites and MySpace pages, and if you want to see them, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com and click on the link and have a look at the bands, read more about them, watch videos, hear more of their songs, and find out how to support them. From the southeast of the UK, we have Soundescape, and Soundescape was formed in North London in 2008 as the result of a drunken night out. Mitch and Andreas decided that forming a rock band and taking over the world was the way to go. Okay, maybe just the rock band bit. So the hunt was on for the rest of the band. The next day they added a bassist, and soon after that they took on a drummer, and then they also found a guy for the mixing desk as well. And so, since getting together, they have made an impact on the London circuit, playing at such locations as the Barfly, the Bullen Gate, the Underworld, and the Borderline. They've had airplay on radio stations in the UK, America, Canada, Germany, Spain, and Australia. So, they plan for 2009-2010 to record and release their debut album, play more gigs, and a 2010 European tour. So for more information, you can go to the Channel Oak website and you can find out more about all of the bands and find out how to support them, how to follow them, and you can also go back and listen to previous episodes of Irk FM. So here's Soundescape with their song Nevermore. Nevermore, nevermore, nevermore.
Take me to a place where I can be. I walk by myself through this life, hoping that tomorrow never comes, so I won't be alone. I know that you can't help me anymore. It's time I pack my bags and go. Sorry, but I can't help you anymore. Too much hate to of your former self, sudden flashes of the past remind you what you lost in time. Desperation takes you by the hand, leads you down a path of isolation, littered with the lies you cannot hide. I know that you can't help me anymore. It's time I pack my bags and go.
clean the bathroom.
Oh man, I think that song's going to be an earworm. That was Lika with the song Silly Cow. That song is oh so English, I think. I think that any English podcaster should be playing that particular song. Lika come from London in the UK, of course, and they have a fond following thanks to their ability to serve up classic melodies, hook-laden songs, and blistering live performances. They combine intelligent songwriting with tunes you can actually sing along with. They entertain, surprise, and amuse, bravely offering harmony-driven ditties to challenge the very best of indie rock. And the band say that the best way to appreciate them is to see the band in the flesh, where their post-punk performance ethic is mashed up with pop harmonies and killer moves. No wonder they are favourites. And so that was rather cool. That was a catchy song. And what I'm going to do this year, when I hear an earworm, I'm going to copy and paste that song, put it onto a future episode. We might do a couple of Earworm specials this year, one halfway through and one at the end of the year. And that song definitely does qualify, I think. Let me know if you agree. And before that, we had The Fuse with their song Crazy Love, as opposed to Crazy Talk. And The Fuse also come from the UK, and they certainly do rock as well. You can buy their music, of course, at all the usual locations, and check out their website. They've got a lot of information on their website. You can follow them on MySpace, Twitter, Bebo, and a few other places that I haven't even heard of. Sometimes I see really interesting stories, and I can't pass up this interesting story. The Fuse were formed in early 2009. All their members lost their jobs due to the global financial crisis. When their jobs were offered back, the band had tasted too much real life and elected to stick with the music. The outcome was the band's debut EP, Hello, which is currently available to buy on CD Baby. Since the release, tracks have received over 50,000 plays on YouTube and other video platforms. So we move on to the Soviets. The Soviets come to us from Scotland. They are a five-piece band, a bunch of mates with a passion for good, proper music. Stephen Law is the lead singer and the main songwriter of the band. He changes his mind on his hero every 5 minutes. Jamie is on rhythm guitar and backing vocals. Brothers John and Stephen are on lead guitar and drums, and Sean is on the bass guitar. They recorded their debut single in November 2008, wrote and recorded some new material in 2009, and hope to have a big 2010. I dare say that the rest of us hope that we all have a great 2010 as well. So here's a nice song to kick off, and it's Naughty Girl by the Soviets.
Well, So the next thing I'd like to let everybody know, we have a new project on Channel IRC, don't we?
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes. Where's those, what do they call them? Should be a drum roll.
Drum roll, yes.
Yeah. Oh, now we have a computer that does that, you silly Billy. You woke me dog up.
Sorry, doggy.
Scared the crap out of me dog. She was asleep behind my chair, being really quiet, and so Eric does a drum roll on the table instead of pressing the button, the lazy bugger.
In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And IRC discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's IRC and Judy with Blast from the Past.
I have a little suggestion. Christmas coming up. Yay! Instead of going out there and fighting the crowds and not knowing what to buy somebody close to you, I've got a good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelirk.com, and get into our shop. And we have over 80 items. We have men's, ladies, and even kids' things. We have a different variety of colours and styles of t-shirts, Sloppy Joes, those things they call hoodies, and even you can get a tracksuit. And also we have two types of mugs, a clock, yes I said a clock, and a carry bag. And all these items, and plenty more as well. Beautiful little white bear, one of the IRCpod carry bag. You want to give them an IRCpod shirt? Yay, why not? Good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelirk.com, and get into our shop.
Do you know what a hoodie is now?
Yes, I see enough of them on TV. All those crims wear them. So no one can see who they are.
Yeah, I saw that guy rob that shop. He was wearing a Channel IRC hoodie.
Sean, what are you doing with that hoodie on?
Go, 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 now to channelirk.com.
felt so much better since you walked right out of my door. You told me to trust in you, and I can't believe that you lied. This place ain't that big, you know. Those accusations can't be denied. I guess I'll see you around town. I guess I'll see you around town. I guess I'll see you out of the town. I guess I'll see you out of the town.
Thank you.
What I tried to do there, folks, in case it wasn't clear, I was trying to tell a story with the names of these songs. We heard Can't You See by Scott Kerr, and then Around Town by The Sighting, Above the City by Sonic Adventure Project, and that last song was Surveillance State by Inner Voices. And so it was an interesting mix of different songs there. Now we go back and we talk about the artist. We have another person from Scotland on this episode. Excellent. Scott Kerr with that song, Can't You See. Scott comes from Scotland. And that was a different track. That was a different track. That was more clubby than rocky, but it was all good. And it was a good song. Scott's receiving a lot of airplay as well on radio in the UK, so that is quite cool. And then we move to The Sighting with their song Around Town. And The Sighting come from Wakefield in the northeast of the UK. And they quote, "Great and catchy guitar and keyboard sections well introduced to each other throughout the whole song. Nice listen, said the Yorkshire Music Scene. And they have Mick on drums and percussion, Carl on bass and backing vocals, Dave on guitar and backing vocals, Lee on piano, keyboards and backing vocals. Man, they have a lot of backing vocals. And Mark on lead vocals. And you can buy their songs on the usual websites as well. Don't forget to go to the Channel Erk website, www.channelerk.com. Click onto the show notes for episode 54 of Erk FM, and you can find out more about the bands. The Siding have influences such as the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Killers, Michael Jackson, Oasis, the Arctic Monkeys even, Queen, Elton John, Bon Jovi, and so you can see they've got a massive amount of influences there, and that was quite cool. And then the last song that you heard there was Surveillance State by Inner Voices. And their new CD, Surveillance State, is now available. And they come from Hoylake and Horwich in the northwest of the UK. Definitely a lot of UK artists on the show today, but that is because all of our music has come from Juice Management and Promotion, and they do represent a lot of bands in the UK, which is all good. Inner Voice will be starting 2010 with a Battle of the Bands, and they have a massive list of influence as well, including AC/DC, the Pearl Jam, U2, Radiohead, Garbage, Coldplay, Foo Fighters, Mark Knopfler, Led Zeppelin. And there's one band who hasn't listed the Beatles. A lot of bands seem to list Beatles as their influences. So I hope you've enjoyed the music on this episode of Erk FM. We're going to conclude this episode now with a song called Another Day by Endeavour. And another band from Scotland. This is awesome. Endeavour are a four-piece band from Dundee. And they have a wide range of influences as well. Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Smashing Pumpkins, Pantera, Foo Fighters, Audioslave. Love these guys already, so let's just get the song cranking. Endeavour with Another Day here on Erk FM.
there'll be no more life I'll be wasted. Every second is thought I'll be tasted.
Thank you, Endeavor. You certainly do rock. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Of course, if you would like more information about any of the bands, go to the website at www.irkfm.com. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Rob from Juice Management and Promotion for giving me some great music as per usual. Rob pre-screens his music so I don't have to. We heard from Emerald, Irene, Ray, The Connoisseurs, who will be back on an Australian special in a couple of weeks, The Passive Aggressive, Sound Escape, The Fuse, Leica, The Soviets, Scott Kerr, The Sighting, Sonic Adventure Project, Inner Voices, and Endeavor. So a great range of music for episode 54 of IRC FM. Next week we have some more rock for you, and then the week after that we hear from an agency in New York with a wide range of songs there. Just to let you know as well that I am looking for both music podcasters and also musicians and bands to interview in 2010. You may remember that I interviewed Rob Saunders from Juice Management and Promotion late last year on IRC FM episode 52. I'm looking for the interviews to continue in 2010. I've already put some feelers out and hopefully we'll be hearing some interviews within the next few weeks. If there are interviews, they will be featured on Tuesdays. So any interviews may not be every week. Any interviews will be on Tuesdays because I want the music to keep rocking to you down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week on Fridays. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel IRC. If you like music such as this, listen to my mum's music podcast, Judy's Blast FM, that comes out on Sundays. And if you like talk, you will enjoy IRC Pod, my talk podcast, which comes out on Wednesdays. You'll also enjoy Blast from the Past, which we heard a promo from earlier, where my mum Judy and I talk about back in my day. And if you just want to chill out and go on an audio soundscape, there's also my ambient noise podcast, Echo Romeo Kilo, which comes out on the occasional Thursday. So until next time, I'm IRC. T. Morris, thinking of you, buddy. Your extended family on the interweb, or your family and friends on the interweb, will be here for you when you get back, mate. I know you probably won't hear this, but we're all thinking of you here at Channel IRC. So until next time, I'm IRC, and we say goodnight, interweb. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.